Good morning, 809 News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Bright, sunny, hot, humid, Florida. You know, you know, it's the way it's been. It's the way it's going to be. Joining us now, we have Shane Tucker. He is the chief deputy at the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Joins us every Monday about this time. Chief, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good to have you. So, when a plane lands on the interstate, do they call you right away?
Usually we get notified pretty promptly, a lot of times, as it's coming down. You know, with the proliferation of cell phones, it doesn't take long for us to get notified.
So how did this transpire exactly? What can you tell us?
Well, you know what it sounds like to me from everything that I have, the plane experienced some kind of mechanical trouble, possibly a fuel shortage, and just made an emergency landing on the interstate. Now, fortunately, no vehicles were struck, and relatively quickly they were able to get the plane off the road. So a happy ending for a potentially tragic situation.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, but people don't realize this, but the interstate system was specifically designed with aviation backup need in mind. I mean, that's kind of how the interstates were designed, right?
It was, and, you know, this is not the first time over the course of my career that I can recall a plane landing either on the interstate or a major state highway. So that was some good forethought folks had, because it has happened a time or two.
Absolutely. Now, do you enforce the speed limits against the plane? I mean, if he tries to take off again, do you get on about that, or?
You know, we would, but we really don't know what court to send that traffic ticket to. So.
I like that. Very good. Hey, last week, before, you know, you and I haven't talked in about a week, obviously, but last week we had this robbery take place at the Payson Publix. What can you tell folks about that?
We did. That was actually kind of an unusual robbery. If you'll consider, it's pretty rare that a grocery store gets robbed anymore.
Right.
Our investigators have been working on that pretty much nonstop since it happened. They have come up with some investigative leads. However, it still remains an open investigation, and we're hoping to be closing in on a suspect, but as of right now, we don't have a named suspect.
All right, very good. The you had a couple of things take place. Oh, actually, you know what? I meant to follow up with you. You and I haven't talked about this in a couple of weeks, but several weeks ago, we had some conversations about the bike gangs in Navarre and I think also in Milton, and there were a couple of shootings and some bar fights involved in all of this. Has that all simmered down, been resolved? Where do we stand?
You know, I certainly don't know that I would ever go so far as to say that's been resolved, per se.
Okay.
You know, we made a handful of arrests out of that. Everybody that we could identify that had committed some type of crime got arrested out of those, you know, those couple of incidents. We have not had any further incidents like that. You know, I would like to think that those folks have... for lack of a better word, come to some kind of understanding that they're going to have to live peaceably here. You know, we are monitoring that. We continue to keep an eye out on that. But as of right now, knock on wood, that situation seems to have calmed. We're not going to go to sleep at the switch, so to speak. We're going to keep an eye on it. And should something like that happen again, we stand ready to deal with it. But for now, that situation seems to have settled slightly.
I have it in my brain, you tell me if I'm wrong, that one of these incidents was gunplay at the home of one of the chapter presidents or something. Am I right about that? Or
if it's the incident I'm thinking that you're referring to, we had a gun discharge at a local bar here in Milton.
Okay. No, that's a different one.
I was thinking
that some guys had gotten to one of the people's homes, you know, as opposed to being at the bars kind of thing, but I may be misremembering it, so I apologize. You guys have hired a couple of new deputies, as, you know, seems to be ongoing. You've got, Blake Middleton and Harmon Wiesenthal have been deputized now?
Certainly. You know, we've, over the last several months, we have made a concerted effort to recruit experienced deputies. You know, it's no secret that this career is getting harder and harder to staff. We're doing a fantastic job here. We have really stepped up our recruitment game. We have had a lot of interest from outside agencies, from out-of-state agencies and folks like that. But with our normal attrition rate, we're always going to be in a state that we're looking for candidates. And I can tell you, over the last 6 months or so, we have gotten some fantastic candidates with a lot of good experience. So we are super excited to get some of these deputies on the road.
Well, and I meant to ask you that, like, compared to what you want to be at for full staffing, not including requests for expanded positions as population grows, but with just full staffing at current position levels, where do you guys stand right now?
We're within striking distance. We are within striking distance. Had we had a big recruiting push here just a few months ago. Had we not lost any people through attrition since then, we would be at full staffing. So we're within just a few positions.
Okay.
And we're going to get there.
All right. And then the other question, because I see on your Facebook page, you are advertising for, it seems like, every non-deputy job, whether it's a financial affair or fiscal affairs or communications, dispatch. I mean, you guys are hiring a lot of non-officer jobs as well, right?
We really are. You know, and a lot of folks don't think about what it takes to run an agency like this. And, you know, while everybody's picture of a Santa Rosa County Sheriff's employee is in a green uniform, that's just not the whole picture. You know, we have to have clerks, we have to have civilians, we have to have people to help with payroll, to help with hiring and staffing, to help with serving papers, to help with IT. And it's a big operation. There's a lot of folks, and just here lately we've had some turnover in some of those units. Now, our communications, we're pretty much always hiring dispatchers. That's a very tough job to fill,
because
quite frankly, it's an incredibly difficult job to do. You know, we have several positions open that we're going to get filled here pretty quick, but, you know, again, go to our website and look for those positions and the qualifications, and if that's something that the folks are interested in, send them our way.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to help, you know, fight crime and save lives and do good, you can work at the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. There's lots of non-officer
Absolutely. And
certainly plenty of deputy jobs that you can take as well. Shane Tucker, he is the chief deputy at the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief, thanks for the time, sir. Thanks for the work, of course. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Have a great day, Andrew. Talk to you soon.